Simin Shin Vav, Tif Hey and Vav, very negay halachis. First halacha is with regard to Schar Shabbos when you get to mitzvah. Is there an issur of Schar Shabbos when you get to mitzvah? Were the Gerizim are b'mokhi mitzvah? It's only issur there are banim. Were the Gerizim are b'mokhi mitzvah or not? The Mechaber brings down two shitas. He says him that it's asur, and he yesh misham atir. The Maisa Mishabur brings down that we're going to be meko. However, despite the fact that we're meko ben against the Schar Shabbos, says Mishabura, ain't a roya simin bracha from the money that he's going to make on Shabbos. So you're right, there's no isser done, but at the end of the day, you're not going to get anything from it, l'chayra, so there's no reason to do it. L'chayra, this only applies to a case where it's mamash Schar Shabbos, but where it's hafla, and there's no isser, then in a chanami, it's also roya simin bracha. It's only when it's a heter of Schar Shabbos, there you're not going to be roya simin bracha. When there's no heter, it's be'etzim mutter because it's considered by Avla, it doesn't have a din of Schar Shabbos in the first place, then l'chayra would be beseder. The Sif Vav talks about selling things on Shabbos. Says Mechaber that Chefti Shemayim is mutter, Chafatzecha Zerma Chefti Shemayim is mutter, V'lifzik Tzedakah L'shadich Tinoikis U'kedoimeh are mutter. Very interesting Bir Halacha here, by the way, if anybody has a chance, Lam Desefer Umnes. Nice Pshat and Pirish Mishnayis. If you have a chance, look at it. He says, Kol Tereshini Mo Malacha Seifa Batela, the Gerer Savan. Says, Kol Shekain, if it's the other way around. Kol Malacha Sheini Matera. Certainly, that's for sure the case. Some people, that's what they're Metzate, that they bring down. What do you mean? Sheini Bigger Office, you have to work. For sure, you have to work. Kol Tereshini Mo Malacha. But you can't have a Kol Malacha Sheini Matera. That's for sure you can't have it. Mela is Zikr, it's a mitzvah to teach Umnes, and therefore it's Mutter and Shabbos, to teach a child, one's child. That's why it's mutter. Now, they talk about selling aliyahs. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that there are those that aser it, and there are those that are matar it, and that's the minhag in many, many places, that they sell aliyahs, at least on Shabbos, on Yontif, they sell aliyahs, Yom Neroim, other times that they sell aliyahs, l'chura, ein limchiz b'yadam. Now, what's the reason why? Because it's not considered, it's like a nidre tzedakah. It's interesting. If you look at the Aruch HaShulchan, he says something very, very interesting. He says that there are those people, it's not a mekach memkar. I'm not buying it, you're giving me something. It's not a tangible benefit. Therefore, it doesn't pass betzim a din of mekach memkar here. That's why it's mutar on Shabbos. However, it's like nidre tzedakah, he says. Since it's like nidre tzedakah, he says, therefore, there are those chassidim that any time that they're pricing, they're selling a leaf, 50 shekel for a revi. Somebody else outbids them at 70. And that's it, they stop at 70. Does the guy that said 50 have to pay the 50? Of course not, he didn't buy it. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, there are those that are nari to pay the 50 shekel because it's like nidre tzedakah. Go out of there, somebody that outbid me, but I was already mukhan to pay 50 shekel for tzedakah. It's not a mekach memkar. Says Aruch HaShulchan, that happens to be not the case because it's only a nidre tzedakah al tanai that I get the aliyah, then I'm going to pay the 50 shekel. But without that in a konami, it's not a problem. The other halach over here is with regard to giving presents when it's not supposed to give presents on Shabbos. And Mr. Brewer brings down over here, therefore, those that give presents to the chosen hadurish, the bar mitzvah, then the chosen or a bar mitzvah, the chura, one should refrain from doing that on Shabbos. What is the way to do it? So you could either be makin it to someone else as a Shemir Shabbos gechosen, be makin it to someone else before Shabbos, have a third party be zeichin it for the bachar, for the chosen, before Shabbos, or give it to him that he won't be kind it on Shabbos and only be kind after Shabbos. You need to say it has to get out of your rishus. It has to get out of your rishus and somebody else can be zeichin it for him. But when it's your rishus, you can't be mezakeh to yourself. However, this is all when it's not a tzarech for Shabbos. But if it's a tzarech for Shabbos, you're bringing over, which is very, very common, somebody brings over he comes for a suda, brings over a bottle of wine, brings over dessert, brings over cake. That's something which you're going to use for Shabbos. That's not a problem to use. If you're coming to somebody's kiddush and you're bringing over cookies for the kiddush and a suda for the meal for the week, that might also be an issue. They don't have to be kineh because if they can use it on Shabbos, it's mazal Shabbos. If they can use it after Shabbos, they should only have in mind to be kineh after Shabbos. It shouldn't be a problem of giving a matana on Shabbos.